name is Clifton Fadiman, and the sound you hear is the sound of the atmosphere. And the sound of wind. The sound of thunder. The sound of rain. Universal sounds. Sounds that are heard around the world. Sounds that are the voices of eternity. But when you leave the heavens and approach the earth, you will hear the sounds of the living, the sound of the countryside, and the sound of a city. On any city block at any time of day or night, there's a world of sound, a special world for people who are willing to listen, for people who are willing to hear. New York is a city of sound, and that sound is the voice of a city, the voice of New York.
CBS Radio, a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, and its 217 affiliated stations presents the CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Tonight, a documentary in sound, as recorded by Tony Schwartz, a young man who walks the streets of a city as familiarly as a farmer walks his fields. He is a man who listens, and what he listens to, he records. Tony Schwartz and his portable tape recorder have recorded the voice of New York.
If you were to visit New York and stand atop a skyscraper, you could see the entire island of Manhattan, and this is what you'd hear.
So, folks, you're on the roof of the RCA building. You are 70 stories, 850 feet from the street, and you're looking toward the south. Directly in front of you is the tallest building in the world. It's the Empire State Building. It's 102 stories high, 1,250 feet. The high building's way down back of the Empire State. At the end of the city is Wall Street, the financial district. Now, look directly left to the river. And notice that square box-like structure with all the windows? That is the permanent quarters of the United Nations on the East River. There are 6 acres of glass in that building. Now come with me, folks, please, to the north side. This way.
That's what you'd hear high above the city. A description, nothing more. It might even be what you'd write home about. But would you know New York? Would you hear its voice? The sound of the streets.
Sunday, press the late Times Tribune American newspaper. Sunday, press the late.
Cents and 2.15. 10 cents and 2.15.
Shine your shoes, brush your coat. Make you look like a New York sport. How about shine y'all? Get your shine around y'all.
The subway rises from the tunnel and stops at 135th Street. Orchard Street on the Lower East Side.
Good morning, carried by 250. Very great choice. Get him by 2.5 settlement.
Yeah, very fine. Very
2.5 big amount. Get him by 250.
The Port Authority bus terminal at 41st Street and 8th Avenue.
Cornwall, Newburgh, Beacon, Wapner Falls, and Poughkeepsie. Coach and loading at gate 19, lower level. 11:15 a.m. departure. Mohawk coastline loading at gate 19, lower level.
That's the city at ear level. the sound we all of us hear. But there are other voices. Voices we have to listen for. Listen as Tony Schwartz and his recorder listen. New York is a port city, the largest in the world. People from all the world settle here, and with them they bring customs, and they bring songs. They bring music. An Italian street band. You don't have to go into the hills for folk music, and you don't have to go back 100 years. It's woven into the rhythm of New York. It's all there if you listen. You can hear it on the way to work, riding a bus or subway, or going out for a late dinner. Tony went out for a late dinner one night.
On my way to a little French restaurant on 9th Avenue, I met Henriette. She was sitting on the stoop, singing to her baby and tapping her leather sandals as she sang.
La bourrée en Auvergne, la bourrée va bien. Écoutez la cabrette du Limousin. À Brioude, on est 12, les carottes à Saint-Cloud. Les époux, les épouses qui reviennent toujours pour bien la chanter. Vive la Limousine pour bien la danser. Vive les Auvergnats. Que venez-vous chercher, garçons de la montagne? Que venez-vous chercher si vous ne dansez pas? Si vous ne dansez pas, garçons de la montagne, si vous ne dansez pas, allez-vous-en là-bas.
I wondered where she learned her songs.
Oh, I learned them when I was a little girl. At school, or from my mother or grandmother in Normandy, or during vacation with other people in some countries of France.
And this woman's mother came from Romania.
Hai la baba, sitzkichiaska, hai la babana, sitzkichiaska de la roco, hai la babana.
A group of Nigerian students gathered together to sing on Thanksgiving Day afternoons. And in Harlem, Joy to the World, a Sunday night service a week before Christmas. I've heard songs from all over the world in New York and in many, many languages. For instance, here's a Spanish song I found on a jukebox in a restaurant that catered to Puerto Rican New Yorkers. I asked a man if he could translate the song for me, and he said yes. I put a nickel in the jukebox, and the man told me what the song was about.
I won't change my heart, my dance. By the Empire State, in this country of such a cold weather, the Puerto Rican mountains, the birds sing there. They sing from way down to up the peaks of the mountain. I won't change Puerto Rico by 60 New Yorks. I I will change Puerto Rican chickens by frozen chickens in the ice boxes here. When I saw the snow coming down like coconut flakes from heaven, I was going crazy seeing that kind of stuff coming down. My soul was very disconsolate. I won't change Puerto Rico by 4,000 New Yorks.
Not only do people from all the world settle in New York, but people come from all sections of the United States. These are men from the Carolinas working a fishing boat in the Hudson River, bringing their Carolina ways and their Carolina voices. A man from Mississippi now driving a car in New York, singing a spiritual and beating out time on the steering wheel while driving Tony down Park Avenue. And a blind street musician from the West, accompanied by the harbor sounds on 11th Avenue and the river. Children. The children who make the folk music of the city in parks and playgrounds, in the middle of busy streets.
He went to heaven,
he went to heaven,
without a head,
without a head.
And when he got there,
and when he got there,
Saint Peter said,
Saint Peter said,
my dear old goat,
my dear old goat,
where is your head?
Where is your head?
The goat replied,
the goat replied,
I cannot tell.
It must have gone
right down to hello, folks.
I'm the man named Santa Lady. Who she is, I do not know. All she wants is gold, the silver. All she wants is ice cream. So jump in my darling. So jump out my big gate. You have to come out.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Kunde.
Then who?
Bernie.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
That's a lie.
Then who?
Margie.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Kunde.
Then who?
Norman.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Kunde.
Then who?
Bernie.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
That's a lie.
Then who?
Margie.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Not me.
Then who?
Nikki.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
That's a lie.
Then who?
Indian lived in a tent. She had no money to pay her rent. She borrowed a one, she borrowed a two, and passed it on to one of you.
On my way home one night, I heard sounds coming through a basement window. I went downstairs and saw a group of teenagers. They were beating out rhythm on boxes, benches, one small drum, and a Pepsi-Cola bottle. I spoke to one of the boys.
Tell me about your playing. Just talk about it.
About 5-10 minutes I'll be playing, you know. It doesn't suit me then, you know. But after a while, about 15-20 minutes playing, well, I start, you know, feeling good, you know. And then I'd be able to bring out a few more beats better than the others. It brings a good feeling to me. That's, you know that. After a while, it brings a good feeling.
These are the rhythms in music, the voices of song. But there are other rhythms, there are other voices that make up the voice of the city. People talking, people asking to be heard.
Number two is a fine line. Now here is a pen that hasn't got the feature of a number on it, but it gives you any sort of line without changing the point. Now if you understand, realize, and appreciate a real good value, and if my physiognomy is not too conspicuous to be comprehended, I'm going to clarify to such an extent that each and every individual standing here at the present time can very well afford it. I'm going to give it this Parker 51 type. Now, don't forget, you can take my pen and bring it into any pawn shop. Ask them for $10, see how quick they'll chase you out. But you ask them for $5, they may give it to you. Look, and today I'm not going to charge you no dollar bills for the pen, but the first lady or gentleman gives me 25 cents, gets the pen. And I think it's worth a quarter to anybody. Anyone who understands and realizes and appreciates something real good, you can go downtown, uptown, out of town, into town, in the summertime, in the wintertime, gets it
to the line. That was a pitchman trying to make a sale. You can hear it at any corner in New York. But if you want to hear people telling stories about themselves, stories that tell you what the people are like, well, all you have to do is ask.
I asked a little boy to tell me a story.
Do you know what? One time I went fishing with my Uncle Herman and, you know what I did?
I caught more fish than Uncle Herman.
I asked the little girl to tell me what she liked about stories.
I like to hear people tell stories because when they tell stories, that you can picture in your mind what happened while as they tell the story.
I listened to a plumber who came to fix my sink.
I mean, to me, when there's music, I'll stop anything. I don't know. I think music is everything. Without music, I think there'd be life. There won't be no world like that. Everybody be downhearted. Don't you think so?
I agree. I think that music is wonderful.
Music is the only thing.
A cab driver taking me to a date told me how to solve the traffic problem in New York.
Very easy. I can straighten that traffic out in 48 hours.
What would you do?
The more parking lots in Midtown, the heavier traffic there is. Do away with your parking lots in Midtown from 14th Street to 59th Street. No parking allowed in the daytime, only after 6 o'clock. There's you solve your whole traffic problem. If you or me can't know that we have nowhere to park it, we're not going to bring it in there. But if Mr. Ashmer Kosso knows he's got a parking lot he can afford it at buck two, he's going to bring his car in. That car doesn't stop him from coming in. Without the car, he'll have to come in just the same. And as long as you got them parking lots right around on Broadway and Midtown, you're going to have a traffic problem. That's the only solution. Do away with your parking lots at daytime, and you got no traffic problem. There is no other way out. If you know that you are not allowed to park here, you're not going to bring that car in. But if you know you can park it, you're going to bring it in. You work here, you're going to come in just the same. And if you want to shop near Macy's, you're going to come just the same. That's 85 cents.
And I listened to a doorman talking to a barking dog locked in a car.
Good. Come on. Stop barking. Why don't you be a nice baby? Eh? They're like you. Oh, quiet, quiet. Come on, come on. Come over here. Come here. Ah, quiet. Be nice. Ah, whoa, yourself. Yeah? Whoa. What do you want? You want you to have? Eh? Frenchie. Whoa. That's right. Get him.
That's a good one.
I asked an old woman for her memories.
Oh, my thistle cat was wonderful. His name was Thistle Blossom, and he named himself because his fur was so soft, like that of the purple part of a thistle blossom, and his little fingernails were like the prickers around the outside. And he got so that he knew everything. He could do all sorts of things, and he could almost talk. Thistle was a wonderful little cat. He knew so much. He had better table manners than the majority of children. I taught him to eat slowly. When he's a little kitten, I just let him take one piece of meat at a time, and I'd tell him to chew it well, and I'd make my jaws go as though I was chewing. He learned what I meant. He'd stop chewing if I said, all right, he'd swallow it. If I said, chew it some more, he'd chew it some more. And he could take the tin cover off a jelly glass. He'd paw it with his right paw and tip over the glass, then put his left paw on to hold it, and then he would claw it till he got the cover off. Then he'd look up at me and smile. He curled the corners of his mouth up and back when he'd smile. And he knew a waltz when he heard it on the radio. He'd put his paw on my foot and sit down in front of me. That meant pick me up. So I'd pick him up and waltz around the room, holding my arms. I'd jiggle him, and he liked that. And old Thistle died March 12, 1929.
The voices of a city. The voice of New York. If you listen, you can hear the world of sound without leaving your chair. You don't have to look for it. It will come to you as it comes to Tony Schwartz, from the hour before dawn until well after dark. All the city up five stories through the windows and into his home. First there's silence. Then... Mrs. Klein hangs out her wash at 6 a.m. At 7 o'clock, the birds arrive. At 7:30, they collect the garbage. Saturday at 8, the streets are repaired. Thursday, construction begins on the new Coliseum at Columbus Circle, three blocks away. Saturday at noon, there's an air raid drill. And on Sunday, there are church bells. On holidays, there are parades. And after school, there are football games in the street.
Hey, put the ball off, Paul. You're going to get belted.
Come on,
get along.
Get a ball.
I like it. Come on,
right
there. Take it down. You want to play? Signals on! Oh, Tommy! Go, Tom! Keep down! Signals on! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, hi!
A street gospel group inviting you to a service. There's rain. Any evening at election time, there are politicians and their sound trucks.
We want the old custom of the janitor collecting the garbage every day. My opponent has no program. His 10 years of inactivity, unavailability, and futility have demonstrated that he has no program, that he is disinterested.
And every night at 3 a.m., there are cats. While the city continues to speak. The city is a vast complex made up of millions of people in a perpetual sound. It is in these many and endless sounds that we find a single rhythm and a single voice. We've been atop a skyscraper, and we've wandered in the streets, and we've heard the city through an open window of an apartment in the West 50s. The rhythm is everywhere, and if you listen carefully, you'll find it right beside you, in the voice of a 14-month-old baby playing on the floor. The voice of a city. The voice of New York.
You have been listening to The Voice of New York, as recorded by Tony Schwartz and narrated by Clifton Federman, editor of the New American Anthology Treasury. The narration was written by Norman Catdog. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen to the CBS Radio Workshop next Friday, when we will present Report on the Unknown, a study of clairvoyancy, extrasensory perception, and telepathy. A dramatic account of actual cases and current research in the mysteries of supernormal communications. The CBS Radio Workshop was produced and directed by Paul Roberts.
Over most of these same stations on Sunday, the distinguished British pianist Dame Myra Hess will be heard as soloist as the New York Philharmonic Symphony, under Bruno Walter's direction, opens a 2-week Mozart festival in observance of the bicentennial of the composer's birth. Hear Dame Myra Hess with the New York Philharmonic Symphony this Sunday. Stay tuned for 5 minutes of CBS News, to be followed on most of these stations by The Jack Carson Show. America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.